It's that time again. Here's Hypnagogue Podcast 377.
astronauts are on Earth are fighting in space. We don't know from where we come and where we go to. And we don't know what life is. So we start. Thank you.
Bit of a shorter than usual first set here on Hypnagogue Podcast number 377, but look at it this way. That just means there's more music on the back end. We'll get there. You'll enjoy it. It just seemed like we came to a good place to stop, so I did. I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host. I'm the pilot of this little starship. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Let's have a quick chat about the five pieces that you have been listening to. We started off by one of my favorite names to say, Jani Hani Suanto, who you've heard here many times before. Their new album is called Moon on the Man, and that track was Moon Over Fell. After that, what an amazing album. Robert Rich and Luca Formentini. This is just a magnificently quiet album. It's called For Sundays When It Rains. Talk about a very appropriately titled album. Just wonderful stuff. Formentini's guitar, Robert's synth and his flute work, and it's just relaxing as hell. Do check that one out. That track was called Motes Float in Window Light. After that, Ludwig Sumrelius, who you have heard here before as Pearl, also records under his own name, has an album called Love Letters from the Sky, and now I am going to horribly mangle Swedish for you. Lusa Danser Pa Munja Ögonlock, which, as Google Translate tells me, means the light dances on my eyelids. I really should just go with the translation. The original is up on the playlist. You can go see it, find out what it was. But there you go. After that, it was the LACO project, that is Volker Lankow and E. Clark Cornell, from the album Glowing Sounds from the Ice Mesh, and that was Transforming Granulated Material. And we closed out with a track from Art of Infinity. This is actually off of a compilation, a really good compilation called Sky Space Bar 1. And you know, I've played a lot of music over the last 14 years, and I've played a lot of artists, and every now and then I come across someone that's new to me. But new to me doesn't necessarily mean new out there, and so somehow Art of Infinity have escaped my attention for going on 30 years now, because they were formed in 1996, and they've been producing music ever since. And this is the first time I ran into them, thanks to Sky Space Bar 1. And that track was called Drift Upon the Sky. And that's where we stopped here on number 377. We are digging through the holding tanks. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the first holding tank as best I can. But there's a lot of good music in 2 and 3, and I go back and forth. And all I want to do is make sure you're having a good listening time. So let's do more of that, shall we? Hypnagogue 377 continues.
think, with the approach of what may be called the ultimate revolution, the final revolution, where a man can act directly on the mind-body of his fellows. Well, needless to say, some kind of direct action on human mind bodies has been going on since the beginning of time. But this has generally been of a violent nature. The techniques of terrorism have been known from time immemorial, and people have employed them with more or less ingenuity, sometimes with the utmost crudity, sometimes with a good deal of skill acquired by a process of trial and error, of finding out what the best ways of using torture, imprisonment, constraints of various kinds. But as I think it was Metternich said many years ago, you can do everything with bayonets except sit on them. That if you are going to control any population for any length of time, you must have some measure of consent. It's exceedingly difficult to see how pure terrorism can function indefinitely. It can function for a fairly long time, but I think sooner or later you have to bring in an element of persuasion, an element of getting people to consent to what is happening to them. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution, shall we say.
gliding comfortably to the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 377. How'd that work for you? Is that okay? Good. Glad to hear it. Let's talk about the music, shall we? We started off with Anne Chris Baker with, I will pronounce this wrong, Tessingua, which is a river in Norway. That is from a beautiful album called A Sketch in Leaving. After that, Esmum Lacrowned with Landscapes of Loneliness from Nuclear City. Pagination after that with Well-Built Solutions. That comes from the Reanimation release. Then we headed off into sort of dark and intriguing places with Michael Redd. That track was Fire Ritual. That's Fire parentheses Ritual from the Gateways release. Eroded Memories after that with Random Past Events Overwriting. And that that features, that soundbite is from Aldous Huxley, the writer of Brave New World. And I guess it comes from a speech that he gave at the University of California, Berkeley in the 70s. Hope that didn't disturb your flow too much. I like it. That was from the album Immersive Access to Subconscious. After that, William St. Hugh, who has been a frequent flyer here. That was Splintered Timber from his album Derelict in White. Bill Frias makes a return trip to the podcast with a track from Waterworks that was called Pacific Hymn. And then a couple of first-timers. Like a lot of these folks are first-timers. I'm just mentioning who's been here before. Rocio Zavala, or Rocio Zavala, R-O-C-I-O. So Rocio Zavala with Light Body from Invisible Miracles. And then Rusty Crutcher. I love that name. There's just something interesting about the name, Rusty Crutcher. And that was Vapors of Apollo from the release Oracle of Delphi. A darn fine collection of musical tracks for your listening enjoyment. I hope you liked that. And if you did, you ought to come back in 2 weeks. I'm going to do it again. In fact, if you're new here, we do this every 2 weeks. So make sure that you are subscribed, by the way, and you can get the podcast delivered directly to your device. If you like email, you know what you can do. You can head to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and there is an option on the right-hand menu to enter your email address, and you will get notified that delightfully old-fashioned way. I know I've been irking a couple people lately with my comments on the download link. If you get the playlist, if you get it in your email, or if you come to the website, I'm just joshing with you. Settle down. But getting things by email now for podcasts, it's kind of old school, and I like it. As long as you come back and you listen again, that's all that matters to me. So let's regroup in 2 weeks and listen to some more great music. Would you like that? I would like that. Until that time, lovely people, I bid you all peace and power.